Good Monday morning, and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this feature, along with Brett Tannehill. Our featured writer this morning is Madeline Reitz, whom we first heard when she recorded her prize-winning essay for the Huntsville Literary Association's Young Writers Contest a couple of years ago. Madeline is in college now, but still writing away. Here's her essay entitled Barbie World.
The first time I watched Barbie on the screen, I was still young enough that I saw the world through a veil of glamour, the fantastical superimposed over reality. My gowns were made of polyester, and my wings were wire and mesh. But just as sure as I was that the Easter Bunny would bring me a robot to do my homework and Santa Claus $1 million in gemstones, I was a princess and a fairy. A fairy princess. Because if Barbie was, surely I was too. I watched Barbie in a dozen incarnations. When she was a ballerina, so was I. I made dancing shoes from old fabric and toilet paper tubes and told everyone I knew that one day I would be a professional. Another time she was a princess, so I spent all my Christmas money on a pop-up castle tent and it became my royal abode. I did the things that most children do. Go to school, visit the dentist, do my homework, but that was only half of my world. The other half was a place that was mine and mine alone. If I looked hard enough, I could find evidence that fairies had visited my home. What were those little mushrooms in my yard, after all, if not fairy houses? The two bushes in my backyard were a gateway to another land. Surely there was a magical connection when I raised my hand and the wind picked up right at that moment. Perhaps I had special powers over the weather? When we ran at PE, I was certain that if I ran just a little faster, my feet would stop touching the ground and I would no longer be running but flying. Little pieces of shell and the gravel on the playground were sources of great power. My world was like something out of a myth. Around one corner, a nymph played in the stream, and around another, a goddess resided on earth in human form. For me, that nymph was a fish that was clearly a mermaid in disguise, and the goddess was my sister, who definitely had royal blood, somewhere in the family lineage. It didn't matter that it was fake, because in my mind, it was real. Barbie wasn't plastic, she was flesh and blood, and she made me special. With a wave of her wand and a shower of sparkles, my world became a place of wonder. When I was a fairy princess, I was powerful. Of course I was a good artist, because what else would a fairy princess be? Naturally, I did well in school, because that's just what princesses do. My mind was full of stories, half of them definitely fiction, the other half possibly real. The laws of physics didn't apply to my world. Well, they did, but there was a good possibility that they would break at any moment. The boring routine of daily life was only part of the story. Once I got my invitation to Princess Charm School, everything would change. I lived constantly on the precipice of that magical transcendence, and Barbie films were my incantation. As I've gotten older, that magical world has begun to recede, that superimposition of the magical over the real slowly but surely fading. The pink and purple lens that colored my childhood has become sun-bleached, and the hard edges of my world are no longer softened by glitter and silk. My gowns are just polyester, and my wings are just mesh and wire. The CGI in those beloved films is appallingly 2000s, and the plots border on ludicrous. I still love the movies, but I love them in the way I loved balloons on my birthday or getting a sticker from the nice old cashier at Kroger. Now that I'm in college, I've learned that half my childhood world can be boiled down to a two-word term. Magical thinking. A common childhood phenomenon. Just like I now know that the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus were never actually going to bring me super technology and sacks of jewels, my parents did try their best. I also know that I will never fly or attend Princess Charm School. Still, I will never let that world go entirely. I remember watching Barbie and her sisters escape to a magical world where flowers were made of gold and the sisters could dance to their heart's content. But after three visits, the gateway to this wonderland was sealed forever. Even though Barbie would never be able to return, she and her sisters kept a handful of those flowers, reminders of that magical world. Reminders that, perhaps, the world still contains magic, if only just a little bit. Like Barbie, I sometimes catch glimpses of my own magical world again. In certain moments, as I head to the gym for my dance class, music pulsing from my mint green earbuds, I'm suddenly on my way to perform the opening act of Swan Lake. And sometimes, as I look out the window at the rose and camellia bushes in my backyard, I feel sequestered away in my fairy house, ready to spread my wings and fly. It's not quite the same as Barbie's Ballet Paradise or Fairytopia, but still, it's a reminder that magic still exists, somewhere, even if just in my mind.
Madeline Raitz wrote this essay for a creative writing class at UAB, where she is working on a psychology degree. You can hear Barbie World again or listen to any of the past Sundial stories and poems by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And we'll be airing a brand new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.